Shalom Aleichem. Today in Mishnah Yomi Land, we're finishing up Chapter 4 of Avodah Zarah, Mishnah 12. Hamatahir Yeno Shel Oved Kochavim. Again, there is a Jew working in a non-Jewish winery, and they're producing a batch of kosher wine. Notno Bershuto, and he leaves the wine for storage in the property of the pagan who owns the winery. The Holo, and the other guy, the pagan, Kautevlo, he writes a receipt to the Jewish mashgiach, the Jewish wine producer, hitkabalti mimcha malt. I have received the money from you. Now this is even if he hasn't physically received the money, but he's writing him the paper as if he's received the money, mutter. Then the wine is mutter, even though it's staying for now in the property of the pagan. The reason being, once he signs over ownership, as if he received full payment for use of his winery, then the pagan is not going to touch the wine. He has no financial shaychus, no relationship to the wine anymore. So the Jew can come and pick it up whenever he wants. Aval, but in a opposite case, im yirtze Yisrael otzio, if the Jewish wine producer wants to take the wine already, and maybe he hasn't paid 100% of the fee for the winery, v'einu menicho, and the pagan is not letting him, ad sh'yitzen lo et ma'otav, until he pays all of the money owed, zeha maise be'Beit She'an, and this actually happened in Beit She'an, which is actually a real city in Eretz Yisrael, and has actually significant Roman ruins visible there, so it was probably Romans were involved doing the wine business along with the Jews. Asru Chachamim, and the sages said this wine is now forbidden because the pagan is not letting the Jew take the wine out of his property until he gets full payment, so he still has, you know, financial ownership over it, and in that case, he might go ahead and sample it, or do libations with that wine. Let's go on to chapter 5, again about Yayin Nesach. A non-Jew hires a Jewish worker, lasot imo, to work with him, b'Yayin Nesach, dealing with his libational wine. Scharo usser. The wages that the pagan pays the Jew are forbidden. The Jew can't even use them. He'd have to throw them into the Yam HaMelech, into the Dead Sea. But Sacharu Lasotimo Melacha Cheret, if the pagan hires a Jewish worker to do general work, to do other work, and he's moving barrels around and he's taking care of stuff. So Afal Pi Sha'amarlo, even though the pagan then tells the Jew while he's doing other work, Haverli Chavit Shel Yayin Nesach, Makam Makam, hey, could you also bring that barrel? Yeah, it's probably wine Yayin Nesach. Hey, could you bring that barrel also with the other stuff you're moving? Scharo Mutter. Then the wages are allowed for benefit. Now the reason here is Yayin Nesach itself, the libational wine of the pagans, that's Asur Deraita. That's something that's Shaykh to Avodah Zarah. But the wages aren't forbidden on a biblical level, they're forbidden on a rabbinical level, because we do not want Jews doing any sort of business where Avodah Zarah things are involved. But in this case, he was hired to do other work and happens to randomly at times be doing work moving Yayin Nesach as well, so it would be allowed by our sages. In addition, a socher et a chamor, a pagan rents a donkey owned by a Jew, lahavi aleha Yayin Nesach, to transport his barrels of libational wine, scharo aser. All that money that he paid the Jew is forbidden for the Jew to benefit from. But schar leshev aleha, he just rented the donkey to ride on it, afal pi she'aniach ovid kochavim legino aleha, even though he also brings his wineskin or his jug of wine along with him for the ride. You know, he's drinking and driving, but the donkey's doing most of the work here. Schara mutter. Then the wages he paid to carry himself, even though he's bringing his wine along with him to drink, would be allowed. Yashar kochachem, tizkul mitzvot.